and keep on trucking.
I think that is so cool. Paul Eno, it's always good to have you in town. Thank you so much, my friend. We will talk again soon, I promise.
Hey, Kevin, I appreciate you, buddy. Godspeed.
There you go. Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association on Trucker Appreciation Week. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Thursday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, the drumbeat for Biden to drop out. Getting louder or getting softer among Democrats? We're going to be facing up to that reality here.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Titus. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to ronqforyou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. We're getting reporting from Capitol Hill. Kevin McCarthy had a few choice words for GOPers threatening to oust him,
and it involved an F-bomb. This is something you don't normally hear from the Speaker of the House. And one of the things that I think is going to be fascinating to watch going forward, and that is this whole thing of September 30th and the end of the fiscal year. Will we shut down the government? I don't think we will, but I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to lose a lot of sleep if they do. I'm sorry, but I'm not. These are all grown-ups, and they all should be able to work together. You know, the Democrats, the Demorats are definitely not helping things. The Republicans are trying to have it their way. They control the House of Representatives. And to be honest, I can't say I blame them. They haven't been in the majority in the House until now. Good for them. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Oh, coming up, Kash Patel is a guy that has a unique position. He's an author. He's a former government worker. He is a close confidant of President Donald J. Trump, the former president of the United States, maybe the future president of the United States. But Kash Patel will talk about the mood of the former president and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
This Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 in South Rainbow. The Las Vegas Aces took their first step in defending their WNBA championship with an 87-59 win over the Chicago Sky last night at T-Mobile Arena. This being the best of three series, the Aces need only bring down the Sky on Sunday on their home floor, Michelob Ultra Arena, to advance to the semifinals. The defending champs are 17.5-point favorites in Game 2. Tip goes up at noon and can be seen on ABC. The Las Vegas Aviators game against the Round Rock Express was suspended after four innings last night, with Las Vegas leading 3-0. The Las Vegas Lights wrapped up their regular season home schedule last night at Cashman Field, losing 1-0 to the El Paso Locomotive. The Raiders open the season with two road games. They're in Buffalo on Sunday, 10 a.m. kickoff. The Bills are 9.5-point favorites. UNLV football's a 4.5-point underdog to the Vanderbilt Commodores this weekend. Kickoff at 4 o'clock Saturday at Allegiant Stadium. This Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 in South.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
to work in a couple of trouble spots on I-15 in North on the way in from North Las Vegas. I-15 southbound before Lake Mead Boulevard. Also going into North Las Vegas, 15 northbound before Craig Road. Still working on an accident there as well. In Henderson on the Beltway, 215 westbound before Gibson. Also in the on the way toward Henderson along 95 southbound at Tropicana. Still working on an accident there. Surface Street accident on the east side. Nellis southbound at Charleston. Also a southwest wreck on Rainbow northbound before 215. It's going to be slow back toward Warm Springs. Small chance of early afternoon rainstorms with highs that stop in the low 90s today. It's 77 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What is going to happen in Simi Valley, in the People's Republic of California, when the second GOP presidential debate unfolds? Will Donald J. Trump be a part of being on stage? He obviously qualifies on just about every criteria. I think he is way ahead of the curve. There is no question as to whether he would qualify. The question is he going to want to go? A guy that will probably be getting some of his counsel is Kash Patel, because Kash Patel is a close confidant of Donald J. Trump. I had a chance to visit with him earlier today and talked about his new book, Government Gangsters. And I said, essentially, explain the book. Give us your best guesstimate on the book.
Yeah, so look, I got together with my team and I said, how do we obliterate the deep state? Let's set out the roadmap. Let's call out the government gangsters, the Rod Rosensteins, the Chris Reyes, the Merrick Garlands, the Gina Haspels. I list every government gangster by name and title in the back of the book. And more importantly, I provide the solutions for every branch of government and every agency and department. How do we get them back? How do we de-weaponize the DOJ and FBI? How do we get the intelligence community out of elections using the executive branch, personnel, Congress, budgets? We go through it all, and we have some fun stories in there about the times we killed Baghdadi and did some hostage rescue ops and how I fell asleep on in the Oval Office one time. There's all good stuff in there. Skyrocketing up the charts. Go to governmentgangsters.com and Amazon. Pre-order today. There's a reason the Biden administration spent 10 months blocking this manuscript, but we won in federal court, and it's releasing in 1 week.
Let me ask you, how do you assess the latest polling that is out? I saw some Iowa polling yesterday from Emerson. It shows that both Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis are losing ground. Can you give me your assessment, your best guess as to what's going on in Iowa and New Hampshire right about now?
Yeah, listen, I'm the only Indian that's terrible at mathematics, but if you look at anything and anywhere that Donald Trump goes, you don't need to be a math genius to figure out when he showed up at the Iowa State Hawkeyes game, Iowa Nation is all in for Donald Trump. And the three people that were yelling at Ron DeSantis were there just to yell at him. I don't really believe in these polls when they say Joe Biden is gaining territory. Joe Biden is gaining. The only territory that man is gaining is towards the grave. And we have seen it, unfortunately, every day when he opens his mouth and either desecrates our fallen on 9/11 or chooses to give $6 billion to the mullahs in Iran for terrorism. This guy will do anything to keep the fake news mafia appeased. And I think that's why you're seeing some of this polling, quote unquote, saying, oh, look, the margins are closing now. What you're really seeing is the fake news is setting Joe Biden up to be removed because they don't want him to run.
Again, Kash Patel joining us, the former chief of staff to the Department of Defense and also a close confidant of the former president, Donald J. Trump. When was the last time you talked to the president? And give me your assessment of how he's doing. He's got the four indictments. He's got court cases coming up from now until after the election. Can you talk a little bit about how he is doing personally?
Yeah, absolutely. We speak often, as you know, and he is in the best shape and spirits I have ever seen him. I don't know how that's possible, given everything you just outlined, and I think any other human being would be totally sidelined by that. But he is the one unique human being who every time he gets attacked, he takes it on the shoulder and he just adds to his vault and he becomes this thing that I call the juggernaut of justice. Any other human being would be crippled by it, and Donald Trump takes it and repackages it and repurposes it so and figures out a way to make America great again, make it better for the American people. It's his motivation. He's going to be relentlessly on the campaign trail. You've already seen him out there. He's on Truth Social every day, and he's putting out his policy. He's not just talking about winning. He's showing you how he did it before and how he's going to do it again. And nobody, Republican or Democrat, has a better policy for the border, for Iran, for Russia, for China, for the economy, for healthcare, for taking on the government gangsters, for taking out the drug cartels. Donald Trump's policies are the best, and America knows it.
The Democrats are doing everything in their power to keep Donald J. Trump from the ballot. They're talking about the 14th Amendment. Can you explain this 14th Amendment thing for those that didn't take high school civics?
Well, you know, those that did take high school civics know that it's a total BS line of effort from the Democrats. Just like when the government gangsters tried to take out Donald Trump with the 25th Amendment and Rod Rosenstein and Chris Wray wanted to concoct a scheme to wear a wire, it wouldn't have worked because that's not what the 25th Amendment is for. And this is not what the 14th Amendment is for. The 14th Amendment does not permit state secretaries of state from removing an individual from the ballot sheet. That is unconstitutional. There is no single court case that has interpreted the 14th Amendment to give the states this power. So this is just their next iteration of Russiagate. They're on like 27.0 now. And this one will fail, and they'll come up with another one, and next week it'll be, oh, look at the 8th Amendment or the 12th Amendment or whatever. Or some state court ruling will say, look, we can keep Donald Trump off the ballot. It's just their next get Trump effort. And even the far left has now seen that all of this has caught up to them in the form of Donald Trump's bogus prosecutions, and they've woken up America. And that is going to be their downfall because Donald Trump is the only one putting out the truth, and these guys keep corrupting our system of justice and government.
Kash Patel, close confidant to the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. In fact, you think we're done. We're not done. There's all kinds of stuff coming up. 8:45, Bill O'Reilly, news and comment. 9:05, Clay and Buck, Dan Bongino after that. And, of course, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered from 3 until 6. We got a full day of programming for you. Also, want to remind you that coming up tomorrow, Ron Futrell will stop by. We'll preview the Raiders and the Buffalo Bills. UNLV and Vanderbilt. Is it possible UNLV could win again? We'll find out. They're underdogs going in, but that doesn't matter. That does not matter. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly, News and Comment, and Clay and Buck are coming up next. Here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Trading Made Easy. Have you ever thought about staying home and working from home? If yes, Trading Made Easy is our automated day trading software, and it's just for you. Some of our members work an hour or two tops. Find out how you can work from your home computer with no experience necessary. With the current market craze, a lot of local people are doing what I said. Trading Made Easy just celebrated its six-year anniversary. The automated day trading software takes trades in a millisecond. Better than any human being. Call me for a free live session. Watch it for free. Seeing is believing. Trading Made Easy offers zero down and 0% financing for the software with no payments needed for 12 months. Trading Made Easy. Working from home was never this easy. For more information, call 1-800-971-4160. That number again, 1-800-971-4160. Or go to TradingMadeEasy.com. That's TradingMadeEasy.com to learn more.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on At the Close of the Mortgage Show.
Brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to At the Close of the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
Demopolis Law is donating $100,000 to charity. Your vote decides where the money goes. Visit 100kgiveaway.vegas. $10,000 in cash goes to those who vote. Together we rise, building stronger communities.
Terms and conditions apply.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Thursday, September 14th. Can you believe it? We're almost halfway through September 2023. Here's what's happening today. In America, inflation is up. Murderer taken out. The New Mexican governor is courageous. And the first guest on the new Meet the Press. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, inflation is up 3.7% compared to August of last year. But keep in mind, inflation last year was up 14% from the year before that. Experts say half of that inflation is gas. The national average price of gas right now is $3.85. And some grocery items are way more expensive than other items. The price of biscuits and rolls rose 7%. The price of cookies rose 8%. And the price of uncooked beef rose 10%. That's just from last year, not from 2 years ago. It's much worse from 2 years ago. They got the escaped prisoner in Pennsylvania. He recently stole a gun from someone's garage. That's a jackpot from his perspective, but this allowed law enforcement to zero in. The Drug Enforcement Agency, the DEA, used fixed-wing aircraft using infrared technology to pick up a heat source, but lightning caused them to land that aircraft. But U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, a team from El Paso, Texas, went to Pennsylvania, maintained the perimeter, and closed in on him. And a police dog was what went in and got him. No shots were fired. No one was injured. 25 officers were involved in the arrest. Well done. The New Mexican governor issued a 30-day state of emergency and banned open and concealed carry laws in Albuquerque. She said she had to do something. And not all rights are absolute. And she even admitted that criminals won't follow this executive order. But again, she had to do something. Well, the county sheriff says he won't enforce the ban. The local DA said he won't enforce the ban. And already a federal court came in and said, yeah, no, you can't. That's not a thing you can do. And two state reps say they're going to try to impeach her over this. But the governor is defiant. She says she's the only one with the courage to stand up for our children against gun violence. She said, how would you feel in a city or community if people had handguns in their belts, in parks, near schools, on public trails, at the grocery store? Pretty safe, actually. She said it's outrageous and it must stop. Chuck Todd has left Meet the Press. He was the 12th moderator, been there since 2014. Kristen Welker is taking the helm, takes over this Sunday. Her first guest, Donald Trump. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly is here with your message of the day. Next.
Enjoy cleaner, safer, and more private internet daily. Be more cyber zen. For a limited time only, get our special offer at NordVPN.com. With a few simple clicks, NordVPN will block online trackers and hide your virtual location. It will secure your devices from malware-infected downloads and block access to malicious websites. Enjoy internet without trackers. Internet without malicious websites. Internet without malware-ridden files. Imagine your data more secure, your connection protected. Be more cyber zen. Take advantage of our special offer now at NordVPN.com. NordVPN, cybersecurity built for every day.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe, here to tell you the biggest thing I've learned about insurance companies over the years, and it's really simple. They don't care about you. That's it. Insurance companies are publicly traded companies who have an obligation to their shareholders to deliver profits. They have teams of investigators, adjusters, and lawyers all working against you from the moment you call them, and they want to pay you as little as possible for your injuries. Hurt in a wreck? Don't be a victim of the insurance companies. Call Lerner & Rowe today.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Gotcha.
Yo.
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. But let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, here's my problem. Somehow as a child, I began to believe that fairness was important. So I challenged what I thought was unfair. Bad things followed. The nuns who taught me at St. Bridget's School were overwhelmed by having 60 restless urchins staring at them every day, and crowd control, not fair play, prevailed. That set up confrontation between me and the Sister Marys. I lost. In high school, the rich kids dominated, and the working class students like me were expected to accept that. I did not, and fought the concept to withdraw. I also earned some respect in the process. Forget about my broadcasting career. Fairness has long been extinct in that industry, just like in the political world. Now, today, many Americans are upset because no powerful person will be held responsible for the Russian collusion fraud. That's not fair, they say. And they are correct. It is not fair. But neither is the entire bureaucratic system in Washington, D.C., and perhaps in your state capital. What we have there are entrenched politicians not looking out for the folks, not trying to deliver fairness to the people, but trying to cover their own butts. CYA. And when you have that, you do not have fairness. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Lori Boykin, Edgefield, South Carolina,
Today's columnist, Sting, one of your best. He clearly laid out how well President Trump did as a president and the influence of January 6th. I believe you accurately state how the liberal media has overlooked the good things Trump achieved. And if only all Americans would read this. Well, they won't read it. But, I, when you can download my columns and send them out to your friends, most of them won't take the time because they don't care. What are you going to do? Can't make people care, right? Greg Dunphy, a brilliant Wisconsin, I don't believe the federal government's job is to remove Putin. I always thought the job was to protect its citizens from invasion. All right, Greg, I mean, if you want to take an isolation.